Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Welcome indeed.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Follow us on Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo.
Just a little self-promotion.
Of course.
I've seen you beaming all week, Maddie.
I have been beaming because Ricky Lee joined us on the show today and I love her. As a gay man, she's one of very few idols that I love.
She's an icon
too. Well, just the music. So many great songs. Raining Diamonds, Jade. Can't Touch This from Sex and the City.
And I'm a straight female. Never heard of some of these songs.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, Raining Diamonds rings a bell.
Rain, raining diamonds.
Yeah, not my repertoire, but for you.
That surprises me. Anyway, she joins us on the show and she's always a really great chat, Ricky
Lee. She is a cool chick.
Her new single, it's called Last Night, loving that. Went to number one, so massive for a good Aussie artist as well.
Yeah.
Here's our chat with her from this morning show. So many good songs, right?
Oh, awesome. She's great.
Ricky, the song's great. And it kind of was a little bit of a surprise because it just came out of nowhere. But wow, good stuff.
Thank you. No, it did come out of nowhere, but it didn't at the same time. For me, I wrote this song about a year and a half ago. I wanted to put it out like the day that I wrote it. I was like, let's put it out. and we just, for whatever reason, just time and timing and, you know, being busy and all of that got in the way. But I'm so glad. You know, for me, this is the silver lining to come out of this whole situation with, you know, whatever you want to call it, a global pandemic. It's been terrible, but it's been amazing for us because I've had the chance to stop and pause and put out some music, and I'm so glad I did because everyone's loving it so much.
Oh, you, honestly, you hit the nail on the head because 2020 was basically a write-off, especially for Maddie. And then as soon as he found out you were putting out a song, we haven't heard. Like, he's been non-stop.
Guys,
non-stop.
We've got to get Ricky Lee on the show. This is very, very important.
You've made Maddie's year, honestly.
I'm so happy.
Now, you've been hanging out, obviously hanging out a lot at home, like a lot of us have been. What's that been looking like for you? Have you been creating your own little party vibe there, or what's going on?
Yeah, I've been drunk a lot.
are you a Sav Blanc lady or what's
going on? No, I'm a champagne girl. I even was having the other day, I think it was when we were celebrating last night, the new single going number one, and I just thought, you know what, I'm celebrating this for a week straight. And there was one morning where I woke up and I had a mimosa, the champagne and orange juice, and I took it into the shower with me and I put it next to my shampoo and conditioner. That is a fantastic way to wake up in the morning, you guys.
But yeah. You're
living a real rock star life, aren't you?
Well, I just sound like a sad alcoholic. but I have been having a lot of fun. It's been great having, you know, there was a while there where we couldn't see friends, you couldn't have people over to the house. So, I think we've just been embracing life. I spend lots of my time in a robe, and that putting clothes on is kind of just not really a thing anymore.
Why bother, so, hey?
Yeah, why bother? I love ISO.
Hey, Ricky. So I follow you on Instagram, and one of your memes I actually liked this week because I thought, oh my God, I can so relate. And I want to know what you picked because it says, kind of want to look good in a bikini, kind of want to eat 20 chicken nuggets, kind of that I have to pick one. Which one are you really picking?
The oh my nuts? God, the nuggets, 100%. The nuggets, the noodles, the pizza, the sandwich, like all of the things that I usually would be like, oh, I can't, I've got to fit into my little sequin hot pants. Absolutely not.
You're so much fun. Ricky, stay there, and we're going to come back with part two with Ricky Lee after this. Ricky, last year you were filming AGT and obviously COVID-19's hit, so what's the plan with the show now?
Yeah, well, we can't film, it's like doing live performances. We can't film the show without a crowd. And also, you know, the format of the show, we were a week away from filming. I was having all of my fittings and planning out everything. And, yeah, we were a week away from filming when it got postponed. But a lot of the artists that are coming in and performing are from overseas. So
everyone's stopped.
International travel, not, you know, half the people that were part of the show that had been auditioned and gone through the process and all of that over the last 6 months, all of a sudden weren't allowed to come into the country. So until some of these restrictions ease and, you know, the quarantining and international travel and all that eases, we probably won't be able to do the show unless they go back to the drawing board and change it up a little bit. But I know they're going to make the right decision. They're going to do what's right for the show and what makes the best show at the end of the day. And I'm just ready and waiting for whenever they're ready to shoot.
So if you're already up to sittings, you would have been really close here, right? So does that mean you got paid already? Because that's all, really,
no,
like when it comes
no,
down to it, that's all
until,
that matters,
until
right?
You've, until you've done the show, it, you know, once you start filming, once you start production, that's when...
That's interesting.
Any more radio in your future, Ricky? Because obviously you're at Nova for a little bit back in the day and I saw you filling in for Kate Ritchie. Another skill, you're very good at radio. Are you going to do something
Thank
with
you.
That?
I mean, I just like talking. I think that that's something that... I don't know. I don't know if I'm qualified to do radio. I just got asked to do it, and I'm like, yeah, cool. I'll come along and do it. But, you know, maybe eventually. I think it's really hard to do a radio show. When I did the show on Nova all those years ago, it was like 10 years ago, I was still, you know, releasing music and touring and traveling and doing gigs and doing especially breakfast radio and also playing shows late at night.
Yeah.
It's a recipe for disaster. I was a zombie for the whole year.
Yeah, it's screwed up, isn't it? Ricky,
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it. We've got our producer, Jackson, in here. Also, Gay, are you loving Ricky's song, Jackson?
Of course I'm loving Ricky's song.
I love it.
All right, it's called Last Night. You can get it wherever you get your music. Ricky Lee, ladies and gents, thanks, doll.
Thank you so much. So nice to talk to you.
Thanks, hon.
Cheers.
Appreciate
have a good
it.
One.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.